Joining us in studio now, Jason Williams, the CEO and founder of Get With The Program. Jason, thank you very much for stopping in. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, for those who maybe aren't familiar with Get With The Program, before we get into some of the events you have coming up, tell us all about Get With The Program, some of the initiatives, and how it all came together.
So Get With The Program, we're a nonprofit organization, and we promote and reinforce literacy in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, among preschool to school-age kids. This was something that came about. So a little bit about me. I'm originally from Lorain, Ohio. I was raised by my grandparents, and I had a natural interest in math and science. However, they couldn't afford to send me to those different camps and programs. And so, provided I had access to these high-quality STEM programs, that could have changed the trajectory of my life. And so, now as a father of three young children, I wanted them to have the opportunity and access that I didn't. And so that was the whole initial thing around starting this company.
Wow. And when we were talking before you came on the air here, boy, I mean, you really have, you've been all over the place. You're talking about your experiences in Japan and your experiences going to Oberlin, playing college football. Also, when you take a look at how this all came together, I think one of the things that you had mentioned to me earlier was that, you know, some of these jobs and the skills that will be provided for these jobs, I think folks just don't take advantage of. And I know that was kind of a driving force for you behind starting this program as well.
Yes. And so what we discussed earlier was how the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the White House, and various other economists, they all say within the next 1 to 3 years, over 2.4 million STEM jobs, again, science, technology, engineering, and math, will go unfilled. And so our goal is to create a pipeline to prepare people to fill these positions. And so you have this economic gap. And so I believe you need to train and prepare U.S. citizens to fill these positions, and it starts with training and preparing our youth for STEM education.
And what kinds of things will the kids get involved with when they go to some of these things? Like, if, for example, tomorrow you've got a chemistry STEM camp. However, it's already sold out. So obviously you're doing a lot of great work. It's in high demand. What kinds of things will these kids learn when they go to these programs?
And so the first and foremost, all of our programs are hands-on and project-based, so they learn by doing. We have different themes for each of our STEM programs. And so we have, right now we have three programs. So we have our STEM camps. These are year-round programs that take place every time kids are out of school for holidays, breaks, in-service days. Mm-hmm. We have an after-school program. Right now we're in Oberlin City Schools, and we're in talks with a few other districts in the area to expand there. And we have this STEM lab program. And this is a partnership with Oberlin Community Services through United Way funding, and they offer this job training program. And so while parents are receiving job training, we provide the educational activities for their kids. And there's data that shows that parents are more likely to attend and complete the program if their kids are engaged.
Jason, you say this is for kids that are a little bit younger, going through the elementary school level, it seems like, at this point. I know when I was in elementary school, if anything flew by the window, I sort of got distracted and taken apart. I'd imagine for you, you have to come up with programs that sort of keep these kids' attentions. How do you do that?
And so it's all about reaching people where they are. Mm-hmm. What kid doesn't like video games?
Sure.
You know, and so we explain to them.
Adult doesn't like video games.
Exactly. And so we show that, hey, behind the scenes, there's a line of code that goes into the game.
Okay.
This is how this works. With sports, for example, we have an event next week from 5 to 8 p.m. April 21st at Oberlin College, and it's a physics of sports event. And this is open. This is a family STEM night event. Mm-hmm. This is open to any and everybody. And so we're looking at, you know, basketball, for example. When Kyrie Irving is dribbling the ball, that's an example of potential and kinetic energy. You know, when Tom Brady is rolling out, you know, to throw the ball for a pass, that's an example of a vector. When you're tackling somebody, you know, there's torque involved. And so what we do is take things that kids and people are already familiar with, mm-hmm. and just go into the science and math that's involved in that.
Who comes up with that? Is that a lesson plan that you sort of create, or how do you get there?
And so I just have, I'm just surrounded by wonderful people. I have an amazing board. We work closely with various professors on Oberlin College campus, and I have an in-home test group with my kids. So
nice to have that, right? Nice to be able to bounce ideas off of them. We're talking with Jason Williams, CEO and founder of Get With The Program. Let's spend some more time here if we can on that. The Physics of Sports Family STEM Night, that's a week from tomorrow, Friday, April 21st,
yes.
5 to 8. It's at Oberlin College. It's at the Phillips Physical Education Center, correct?
Yes, yes.
And it's first through fifth graders?
Yes. Yes, so we're targeting first through fifth graders for this event.
Okay, and it's free, but you guys say registration is required.
Yeah, so we'd like for you to register on our website, and our website is www.gwtp.us. That's Get With The Program, abbreviated, .us.
GWTP.us. Very simple. Get With The Program. Yep. There you go. See,
exactly.
It's very, very simple. I think it's cool, too, how you guys were able to do that and come up with some relatable material for all different walks of life. Because, like you mentioned, I mean, some kids are really interested in sports. They're interested in that. But some kids are interested in video games, like Matt mentioned. So it seems like you guys really have something for kids who are into a bunch of different kinds of things.
Yes. And so I may be biased, but I think we do a really good job of making these STEM skills relevant to kids. And so, like I said, it's about reaching them where they are and making it, you know, real, relevant, and fun.
Jason, what's the ultimate goal with your programs here? It seems like not only do you have fun programs for kids to learn math, those skills that are out there, but, I mean, when you talk about video games and coding and things like that, it opens kids' eyes to, look, I could make a career of this somehow. I know 1 through 5 is sort of early, but
yeah, exactly, and that's the whole thing. It's about reaching them early and developing this this interest early on. And so, again, just coming at developing these fun programs. Kids are already into sports. This is how you reach and connect with them. Kids are into video games. This is how you reach and connect with them. So our goal is to help close that gap that I mentioned earlier. Again, there's jobs available now.
Sure.
It was, forgive me if the number is wrong, but around 200 to 250,000 jobs, might be a little more, that are available right now. Again, these are STEM jobs that we can't fill right here in the U.S.
Wow. Well, and you had mentioned, too, that going back to your youth, I mean, you were very interested in math and science. What was that, do you remember, that really kind of got you interested in those subjects? Because, again, every kid's different. You know, for me, it was tough for me to get interested in that. But, again, everybody's different. When it came to social studies, English, things like that, I'm a talker for a living, so it's no shock that I got into that. Now, when it came to math and science, I knew a lot of guys and girls at that age, too. They were just very, very interested. But there was a specific reason for that. Do you remember what it was exactly that got you into those two topics specifically?
For me, it was something that is definite. So, you know, when you're figuring out a math problem, there's numerous ways to arrive at the, you know, correct answer. But that correct answer is definite. So it's like, this is real. This is what it is. You know, and I just, you know, appreciate the different ways of arriving at it. You know, for example, 2 plus 2 is 4, but also 8 minus 4 is 4.
Sure.
So, you know, just those different ways of arriving at, you know, a solid concrete answer.
Sure. No, I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward. Now, you guys have the STEM Academy, STEM Camps, and STEM Labs.
Yes.
If you could, kind of explain the difference between those three and what all three offer specifically.
And so what all three have in common is that the hands-on project-based programming. And what's different about them is where they take place. The STEM Camps take place on Oberlin College campus. I'm an Oberlin College alum, and I have full access to the campus. And so I mentioned the administrators and professors and students are very helpful. So that takes place on campus. And with that, we also have the capacity to travel as well. The STEM Academy is the hands-on project-based learning in the after-school setting. And that's where we actually collected our data from. That program was funded, completely funded by the Nordson Corporation Foundation. And so we have data that shows that we increase problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and decision-making in as little as 2 hours a week over 5 weeks with kids. And then a STEM lab, again, the hands-on project-based programming applied in another setting, the program that I mentioned that's funded by United Way, where we partner with Oberlin Community Services.
Cool. Very cool. And what can you tell us about the awesome adventures of Amina and Amir?
Okay. So, you know, I mentioned how I started this company for my kids, and so those are my kids.
Okay.
And so I created this this book series where Amina and Amir go on these awesome adventures in computer science. And so that's a forthcoming book series that's designed to introduce elementary kids to computer science in a fun and engaging way.
Wow. Very cool stuff. Well, again, sold out tomorrow.
Yes.
However, it's free. Registration is required for a week from tomorrow, Family STEM Night, the Physics of Sports, Friday, April 21st, 5 to 8 at Oberlin College. Jason, one more time, you want to throw the information out there, how they can get a hold of you on social media, how folks can find out more about your program, how can they do all of that?
Yes, on social media, it's GWTP STEM, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can contact me at Jason, J-A-S-O-N, at GWTP.us or at info@GWTP.us, and just Google search, get with the program in Lorain County.
All righty. Again, that website, www.GWTP.us. Jason, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming, and that was very interesting to learn about all that you guys do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
All righty. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll wrap it up here. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.